Good evening. Good evening, brother and sister GIs from Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. Call in, ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. And when your back is up against the wall and your targeting is more than you can stand, you can call me at any hour of the night at 508-857-8334. And I mean worldwide. Call me. And I'd like to discuss this evening the rebirth of MKUltra. First, I'd like to give credit to Jan Wiseman for patent information and Trevor Constantine, a psychologist working for the military, and he is actually a whistleblower. I'm going to start off with a direct quote from Trevor. And he states, "My name is Trevor Constantine. I am, or was, a psychologist working for the military. I had to quit. I had no choice. Not when I realized what I was part of. The American people have been kept in the dark about the true scientific progress of this country. Technologies of mass control exist that the public would never dream of. I know because I helped develop them. They call it psychotronic warfare. It's a research program dealing with mind control. These bastards have finally decoded the human brain. They have every emotion that you have, every thought that we experience. They produce evoked, intentional, little electrical impulses firing in the brain. These forces have developed a weapon that can lock onto those thoughts, read them, and then control them remotely. They can control everything a person does." And then it comes down to the voices. That's how they get you. The spooks have developed a technology called synthetic telepathy. They beam a frequency at you and let your skeleton conduct the voices like an antenna. It sounds like ghosts inside you. I'd like to say right now that I disagree with that particular term right there, because all of the voices that I have heard since the beginning are actually outside. But they've targeted individuals for experimentation. All the schematics that the government has have been classified. We are not allowed to reveal the exact details, according to the U.S. government. We make tapes and CDs for the German government, even the former Soviet Union countries or republics, all with the permission of the U.S. State Department, of course. The system was used all throughout Operation Desert Storm, quite successfully. In the first Iraq War, there was evidence that HARP, or High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, was used to irradiate the battlefield prior to invasion through Kuwait. When the tanks rolled into the area, the troops piled out of the bunkers, not willing to give a fight. They gave up in mass. These were the Iraqi troops. Now, I thought at the time that this was probably the active denial system. So I put that in parentheses here. But that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing HARP. These weapons are barred from use against the worst enemies, but they are used against citizens. He claims by the local police departments. Now, he claims that they had 22% of a city in Iraq under our control, it says. I would imagine that would be the capital. So just to get back, every conceivable human emotion has been recorded and cataloged. And he goes on to say, we started out slowly, broadcasting a waveform for apathy and boredom. But we will expand. In the future, we hope to test its effectiveness on worker productivity, the crime rate, perhaps even the next election. Hint, hint. As for resistance, phase one has ruled that out. We are virtually invisible. We exist so the general population doesn't have to. So we're looking at a system that is actually based on total control of the human being. Total control of everything that he does. Total control over all of his emotions. Perhaps the ability to put together a toxic relationship. Perhaps to take a dictatorship apart. Perhaps to destroy a nation. The secrecy involved in the electromagnetic mind-altering technology reflects the tremendous power inherent in it. To put it very bluntly, whoever controls this technology can control the minds of men. All men, not just 22% of a city. There is evidence that the United States government has plans to extend the range of this technology to envelop all people, all countries. This can be accomplished and is being accomplished by utilizing HARP for overseas area, and the Gwen network still in place in the U.S. And of course, if you talk to a representative from the United States government, he will deny all of this. This is happening. It's not just folklore. It's not just something being passed around. This is an actual document that is available to anyone who looks it up. So, Dr. Michael Persinger is a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Laurentian University, Ontario, Canada. And he goes on to say, temporal lobe stimulation can evoke the feeling of presence, disorientation, and perceptual irregularities. It can activate images stored in the subject's memory, including nightmares, monsters, things that you normally have suppressed as a teenager. Okay, we have a call from Chris in Las Vegas. Go right ahead, Chris.
Hello, Frank. Thanks for being on again tonight. This is a really touchy subject that a lot of people don't know about. A lot of people are victimized by. I have first-party knowledge. Of course, there's many different ways they target you, many different modalities or methodologies they use to do so, as you were mentioning. The GWEN stands for Ground Wave Emergency Network. Those are those great big looking like golf balls off the side of the road is what we saw them for, that have antennas hidden inside of them, transmitter receivers. In fact, Smart System, specialized military acoustic receiver transmitters, I think that's the acronym, or very close to what it stands for. I read a Army field manual probably 7-8 years ago, and it had to do with acoustic weapons and the weaponization. Of course, the smart meters are part of it, all the smart appliances, all these smart networks, smart cities, all these specialized militant or military, as the case may be, acoustic or audio radio transmitter systems are meant to act on human beings. And of course, we're all being antennized, converted into antennas by the ingestion and aspiration of nanometallics sprayed in the chemtrails or aerial sprayings or solar radiation management.
Very good. That's very good information. I'm surely glad that you called me to share that. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share on the topic?
Well, sure. Sorry about the noise. I'm here near a Walmart, and it gets that way every now and then. The MKUltra you spoke about, that's an encrypted, coded word. Of course, it was created by Sidney Gottlieb, but the actual translation of it, M stands for the master, Hashatan, and, of course, then you see it right before your eyes. You move the come off to the side. It's the cult of Ra, the sun god.
Okay.
Many other words that we use daily without giving much consideration or contemplation, but a lot of them have encrypted meanings, like crisis, the cry of ISIS, chaos or kahas, which is the assembly of the worshippers of Osiris. These all go back to these ancient moon and sun worshipping death head cults, skull and bones and whatever. Even before then, back to Nimrod and Shamarinus, an ancient Babel, Sumer, Gomorrah, Saddam, or Sadum, as the case may be, and a Pharis, of course, for the Pharisees, and perhaps Pharisis, which could be the home of Isis from the Pharisees. So there are a lot of different things that are starting to reveal themselves to those of us who have eyes to see and ears to hear and the spirit of discernment, and perhaps some extraterrestrial guidance to point us on the pathway of truth and light. And I really appreciate you coming on this program and being a word. And I'm really interested in your Trevor Constantine fellow. That would seem to be a very interesting pathway to follow because he does have deep intel.
Okay. If you'd like to email me, I will definitely send you this entire document and you can review it.
Well, I wrote it down in the car, and I'm intending to do that as soon as I get to my computer for sure. I've called a couple of people. There are targeted sales people all around the United States. I think every state, probably every major city has, even a couple in different states, has a cell that is operating these psychological warfare, these psychotronic warfare programs of the militant industrial complex and the human mind control, well, controlling the human domain. It's an insidious scam or scheme, and of course these technocrats, or rats as the case may be, have a diabolical predisposition to preying upon the rest of us. They live and die for making us all subservient slaves so they can demonize us and have us do their will and bidding at the drop of a hat and follow their orders and obey them, consent, submit, comply, or die. This is exactly what we're seeing with the militant and the militarization, the escalation of violence by police agencies, and these government agencies are out of control. They've all gone rogue. They have financial interest in what they're doing, as well as personal self-interest in the outcome of what they can plunder, rob, rape, pillage, or steal from us, and they seem to seek a certain pleasure derivement out of doing psychotronic war, psychological operations, and destroying other human beings, their families, their lives, their homes, their possessions, out of doing this. And this is a horrifically diabolical and devious plot.
It most certainly is. And the problem is, documents like this one are smothered. They're not publicized. You have to really dig for them. And it takes a long time to find them unless you know what you're looking for. So there are many out there that are being demonized, as you say, by the revived MK Ultra. And I will go on after you complete your statement as to when it is.
One parting information for you. Title 10, United States Code 2358, the Strom-Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961, and its wicked twin sister, State Department Bulletin Pamphlet Number 7277, Freedom from War in a Peaceful Society, are very insidious documents. This was part of Prescott Bush, a.k.a. Georgie Schraff was his name, sometimes with two F, sometimes one F. He was part of the inner circle of Hitler's network of demoniacs. And his tribe in there, that tells us that it's okay for the government, for military purposes, to experiment all of us as lab rats in their test tubes or into their microcosmic slides. And so they're doing this with wild abandon for U.S. citizens because they're mere subjects or slaves. The only people who they can't do it to, supposedly, are non-citizen U.S. nationals. That's a special capacity of citizenship that has aspects of diplomatic, ambassadorial, and consular immunity. So with that, unless you want me to repeat those citations for you, 10 U.S.C. 2358, and SBP, State Department Bulletin Pamphlet 7277, those documents are getting hard to find, and they are tampering with information on the Internet and obliterating the standing stones of truth and spoilating evidence. So you got to get them early and download them quick.
We have to go to commercial. If you'd like to hang on till after commercial, love to have you speak your mind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Oh, calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
Sister T.I.'s from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. In case you have just tuned in, you can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or just listen at 605-313-0163. There's always a way for you to listen at Republic Broadcasting. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit or call me. There's been more than one time when our backs are up against the wall and we don't have anyone to turn to, and it's 3 or 4 in the morning and you can't get to sleep. Call me from Switzerland. Call me from Sweden. Call me from Australia. It's fine. Call me from anywhere in the U.S. My phone is 508-857-8334. Okay. And I'd like to get back. I don't know if Chris is still on the line or not. But what I'm going to do is get into HARP a little deeper. Now, the Creator designed living beings, flora and fauna, or plant and animal, to resonate to the natural human resonance frequency pulsation in order to evolve harmoniously. Now that's 7.83 hertz. The ionosphere today is being manipulated by the United States government. Scientists using the Alaskan transmitter called HARP. Once again, high frequency active auroral research program. Now this sends a focused radiated power to heat up sections of the ionosphere. Now, before we go any further, this is your ionosphere. This is my ionosphere. They don't have our permission to play with it. They take it upon themselves to destroy our Earth. Elf waves in areas can weather engineer, create mood changes affecting millions of people. And the intended wattage of this project is 1,700 billion watts of power. I don't know if you can imagine that. That's like every radio station that you could ever think of combined. We used to think it was a real big deal to have 50,000 watts coming from a radio station. Not anymore. So, the electron cyclotron resonance heating method is now being used to alter the Earth's magnetic field in order to modify weather, create or trigger earthquakes, volcanoes, spread viruses, create the phenomenon known as electromagnetic pulse, and to modify, once again, control behavior amongst the populace. Now, this is scary, because if they broadcast a certain frequency, they can make the entire populace run in a panic, paranoid, scared to death with one of these broadcasts. And I think, unfortunately, that is something that we're going to see. And it's the most terrible thing ever created. Now, the HARP transmitter, as you know, the site is located in northeast of Gukuna, Alaska, and it is large enough to cover most of the northern hemisphere. And they call this ionospheric research. Instruments or ionospheric heaters scattered around the world, and many of them here in the U.S. are able to tie into small wind towers. Time to pay the bills, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening, brother and sister TIs from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, you can do that by calling in at 800-313-9443 or simply listen at 605-313-0163. At Republic Broadcasting, there is always a way to listen. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're done. You can call me at any time or text me at any time when your back's up against the wall and you don't know where to go. It's really easy. I'm available all the time. I always have been. Many people here are just finding that out, and I'll be really happy to help you. Okay, to get back to where we were, we were talking about isonospheric heaters scattered around the world. Okay, I just wanted to bring up the fact that a lot of people don't know that the Gwen Array, which is what it's actually called, these grid patterns with their antennas take place and are situated every 200 miles. So every 200 miles, you run into Harp/Gwynn. So it's getting out of control. It really is. They were using this system to communicate with submarines. And now they're using this same system to communicate with us in such a way as they're violating every single statute in the Constitution of the United States of America. And it's time that we stood up and did something about it. We have to band together. We have to stick together through this. I will tell you what happened to me recently. I had a laser flash the front of my windshield and caught my right eye. And it's done some serious damage to it. But we pay the price sometimes for spreading information. But that's what we have to do. We'll remain on the front lines, and we'll continue to spread the information. Okay, to get back to the research concerning the cyclotron, this was originally done by Nikola Tesla and later expanded on by the Soviets. Then it was picked up by Bernard J. Eastland, a scientist who was associated with ARCO, which is actually Atlantic Richfield Oil. Now, ARCO sold it to E-Systems, and E-Systems was actually under the influence or influenced by the CIA. So on April the 3rd, 1995, E-Systems sold out to guess who? Raytheon Corporation. And I have a lot of information on Raytheon. Okay, so the U.S. and the Soviet Union first began secret cooperation on world weather engineering in 1971. On July 4th, 1976, the Soviets began generating powerful electromagnetic over-the-horizon radar antenna array transmissions. And this, I believe, came from Duga-1, or this could be an acronym. I'm not sure what it's for, but it's DUGA/1 or -1. And as I said, it's over the horizon radar antennas. And these transmissions that were dubbed the Russian Woodpecker by Western ham radio operators, and that was in 77. But this officially became covert with the Soviets in these operations by sending them sophisticated scientific material and equipment for further research and development. So at some point in time, we really had a lot of trust in the Soviet Union, which is now obviously Russia and its republics. The secret code name given U.S. operations was Project Woodpecker, the Lawrence Livermore National. Ken, I just wanted to go over the frequency scale that these people are going after. Okay, at 1 hertz, that's the approximate beginning of brainwave activity. 6.66 is theta brainwaves. And this is actually deep meditation or sleep. 7.85 hertz, alpha brainwaves. Occipital alpha waves are the strongest. your eyes are closed, and you get into the state of mind where you would produce alpha waves. 15.7 to 38, this would be beta brain waves. And this would be the normal waking state. Now, if we look at what the government is actually putting out, we've got 30 to 30.56. And this is a government VLF, or very low frequency station. Target monitoring. 32.33 government VLF stations, target monitoring. 34-42 government VLF stations, target monitoring. 50 is the approximate upper limit of brain wave frequencies. Now, this is kind of something that relates in a most interesting way. 60 produces an audible sound. Now, 60 hertz is also 60 cycles, or the same 60 cycles that you plug your iPhone charger into, or whatever else is plugged in your home. Now, the next is 62 to 254.1. CTCSS, Continuous Tone Coded Squelch Systems. Now, the purpose for this is if you are a group and there is a massive transmission coming in, your particular group will be encoded on this transmission and will be picked out. So, we now go to Ken Lawrence's testimony before Congress in 1985. And what I'm trying to emphasize is how long ago some of these things were developed and operational. So, Ken Lawrence's testimony before Congress in 85 on the issue of CIA campus activity. A revival of the MK Ultra program exists at the University of Florida. There it is, right there, in black and white. Revival of the MK Ultra program, University of Florida. Now, CIA-funded researchers have been carrying out truth detector experiments using a computer to read brainwaves. Okay, so if you reflect back to the beginning of this, the author clearly states that he was a part of this and had to leave because it was too much for him to fathom. Major Edward Dames of SciTech said in April 1995 on NBC's The Other Side program, the U.S. government has an electronic device which could implant thoughts in people. And although prompted, Dames would not comment any further. Okay, psychokinesis or telekinesis, the use of the mind to move matter, is an area of major interest to the CIA. But they were virtually talked out of it by someone that you know, John Alexander. He is a TV personality that we've all seen probably on Oprah's show, trying to read people's thoughts and successfully doing so. But in 1995, he released a television documentary, and he revealed that people would ask, "Are you going to bend tank barrels?" And they said, obviously, no, that's ridiculous. He said, but what we can do is move electrons. So rather than moving large amounts of physical matter, we're talking about moving electrons. Anybody doubting that the U.S. military is not seriously involved in any of this stuff is whacked, I'll tell you, because this is as plain as the nose on everyone's face. Everybody is in denial when they hear this. It's time to crawl out of denial and start doing something about it before it's too late. Now, the new mental battlefield, complete with cover pictures of Kirlian photographs of the aura surrounding living organisms. The article written by John Alexander, once again, related to the use of telepathy to interfere with the brain's electrical activity. So you have to sit and wonder if back in 91, they had control over 20% of a city in Iraq. 20%. They had mind control. What can they do today? Okay, so there's an article written by John Alexander, and this caught the attention of senior Army generals who encouraged him to pursue what they termed soft option kill technologies. Now, this is what all targeted individuals experience, and most of it not excruciating is V2K 24 hours a day. You have people talking to you via Gwyn, via HARP. Okay? So what we have to understand is before too long, this will be reaching everyone. It's only a matter of time before they break down defenses. Sometimes it takes years, but they do it. They will break down your defenses and you will start hearing them. And if you're 50 plus or 35 plus years of age and somebody says to you, well, you have schizophrenia, guess what? Not possible at that age. That's onset very early in life. Okay, the motivation for assassinating loyal American people stems from the perception of dissent against war as treason. Now, this is going back to something like the protests against the Vietnam War, okay? We all protested against the Vietnam War, and this could be why a lot of people are on lists. We protested against a lot of things, and this was very new to the people in government. They didn't like it. So I think from there we went to a list. So according to Thomas, the Defense Department is now using ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Slow kill and silent kill. American civilians, powerless to do anything about it at that moment in time. They could be crossing a street. They could be driving their car. They could be doing any number of things that is very dangerous. An automobile, it's a 4,000-pound weapon. But if you have somebody continually, okay, folks, we have a commercial. Thank you.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The TIs from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. In case you've just tuned in, you can still call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And you can have a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. Or if your back's up against the wall, give me a call anytime. Or text at 508-857-8334. And I just wanted to repeat part of what Mr. Trevor Constantine had to say. And he is a whistleblower. And he said, "My name is Trevor Constantine. I am, or was, a psychologist working for the military. I had to quit. I had no choice. Not when I realized what I was a part of. The American people have been kept in the dark about the true scientific progress of this country. Kept in the dark for way too long. Technologies of mass control exist that the public would never dream of." And he goes on to say, "I know. Because I developed them. And they call it psychotronic warfare. A war against its own people." On the front of our Facebook page, we have an eagle. A very majestic eagle. It's a beautiful rendering. And it says, "Does the eagle want to live in a land of patriots or live in a land where they feed on their own kind?" And that's just what these things are doing. They are attacking. They are enslaving. I haven't even scratched the surface yet of what goes on with some of them being pedophiles, human traffickers. The list goes on, and as you continue to tune in, you'll learn how deep the rabbit hole goes. Okay, thank you, and good night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.